Good afternoon and welcome to the Kitty Podcast, sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group. Today, our format is going to be a little different in that we will not be interviewing a special guest, but we will be talking about hope in a different format. So hang in there with us, and hopefully we'll go great places together. I want to read a scripture into your hearing, and then I want to talk about it from the aspect of hope. The scripture that I'd like to read is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 33 through 40. Matthew 25, verses 33 through 40. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Have you ever heard someone say something and you knew that they just changed something within you? They changed the trajectory of your thinking. They embedded a new seed, even though it wasn't new information. I had that experience a couple of days ago while watching C-SPAN 2. Yes, I watch C-SPAN 2. I have layers. I was listening to Senator Cory Booker share his farewell address to his state colleague, Senator Bob Casey. On the Senate floor of the United States of America, Senator Booker shared the passage of scripture that I just read. So if you will indulge me for a few moments, I want to take you somewhere that will change the lives of people you encounter. So as you enjoy this holiday break, I want to plant a seed that I hope will make an impact as it grows in your mind and in your spirit. No, this is not a traditional Jesus was born in a manger type of scripture, but it is a gift that will keep on giving. I want to look at this scripture in reverse and consider treating everyone we encounter like Jesus. Treat them like Jesus. Say that out loud for me. Treat them like Jesus. It should be them, I know. Treat them like Jesus. But just for my humor, treat them like Jesus. What would happen if we treated every hungry, thirsty, unknown, naked, and imprisoned person Like Jesus, what would this world be like if we didn't treat them like they were hungry or thirsty or unknown or naked or imprisoned? But we treated them like Jesus. If Jesus came down the street and he said, hey, Bernice, I'm hungry. Bernice would look at Jesus, her eyes would get big, and she would say, well, come on in. And she would go into her kitchen and she would fix Jesus some fried chicken, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, candy yams, green beans, collard greens, and some cornbread. And she'd tell Jesus, you sit down and you eat just as much as you want and enjoy it. Funny thing about Bernice is my grandmother, is she fed everybody that way. She treated people like Jesus. And so I guess it comes naturally for me to want to treat people like Jesus and not treat them like the state that they found themselves in. Often when we think about hope, we're thinking about ourselves and our inner circle. You know how they say, us four, no more? Yeah, that's what we do with hope. We put it in our box and we expect it to be able to solve our problems and live out our agenda. So I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you to be a blessing to others because you view that person as Jesus, and not because you are trying to be nice to a person that's homeless, that's a drug addict, that's an unwed parent, who is ill, or who is a prisoner. But you what? Say it out loud with me. You treat them like Jesus. You view them as the person you go to when your bottom is about to fall out, when you have more month than money, when you have more problems than potential. You go to Jesus. So I'm suggesting that you treat them like Jesus. So you can navigate your hope. We've been talking about hope for several months now. And so you can fix your situation so that you can at least say, I'm going to be hopeful. Even though I'm scared, I'm going to be hopeful. So I want to propose to you a hope exchange today. A hope exchange with those who you will bless this holiday season and beyond, because the blessing should not just continue during the holiday season, because you do know people are hungry after January 1st. You do know that people are thirsty and they're unknown and they're naked and they're in prison after January 1st. So, I want to do this hope exchange the holiday season and beyond. While people are in need of food, water, friendship, clothes, and freedom, they are most in need of hope. So, I want you to share your hope with someone who is in need. Hope that one day they may purchase their own food and water. That makes a person feel good when they can buy their own groceries. Hope that one day people will not look at them with pity, but will treat them with dignity. You know, there are people who will throw money on the ground and tell people, here, take that. And the person will look at them and say, thank you, because they're so desperate for that small piece of change that they won't even acknowledge that the person treated them disrespectfully. So we want to exchange our hope with this person. And not because we feel sorry for them, but because we're going to, yes, say it with me, treat them like Jesus. Hope that they will have a job that enables them to purchase decent clothes. People really do want to care for themselves, but sometimes life gets the best of them and they're not able to. Sometimes people are so depressed by life circumstances that they have totally checked out. But that hope exchange can give them a reason to want to survive, can give them a reason to want to make it. Hope that one day shackles will be removed from their body, their soul, and their spirit. You know, you can be in prison in your mind. You can be in prison in your spirit. Your hope, you telling people you know you can make it, you're better than what you're going through. Hold on just a little while longer. When you look at the person and you see Jesus, you will serve the person as you would serve Jesus. If Jesus walked up to you and said, "I'm thirsty. What can I have to drink?" You would offer Jesus water, you would offer Jesus lemonade, you'd offer him sweet tea. If he wanted you, give him an Arnold Palmer. You would make sure that Jesus had everything that was in your possession to quench his thirst. So do that to the person that you see who is thirsty. My daughter taught me this lesson many, many years ago. She used to keep money in her wallet. She kept cash. And she kept it for the reason of when she saw someone homeless, she could just grab it and hand it to them. Because her heart goes out to the homeless. And so I picked up on it. I loved it. I was like, oh, I could do that. And one day we were riding downtown and we were riding, and she said, "His name is Melman." I don't think she had money to give to him that day. And she felt really bad about it. The next day I was going downtown and Melman was out there again. And I said, "Melman." And he said, "Hey, that's my name. How do you know my name?" I said, "You told my daughter." I said, "Here, come get this." And Melman and I have smiled at each other whenever we've come in each other's company since that day. You know why? Because I knew his name. I treated Melman with dignity. I treated Melman like I would treat Jesus. Treated him like Jesus. I'm eternally grateful to Senator Cory Booker for reframing the way that I view this passage of scripture from the United States Senate floor. And I make a point of saying that he said this on the United States Senate floor, because if he can say it on the United States Senate floor, then I can say it in a podcast. Then I can tell children when they're out of school time hours. Then I can tell principals when they're off the clock. I can tell people about a living Savior because hope springs forth in some of the most unusual places. And for me on that day, hope sprung forth on the United States Senate floor through Senator Cory Booker. No one called for a point of reference. No one asked him to sit down and be quiet. Everybody listened. And I do believe someone's heart was touched because they realized that they needed to be a blessing to one of the least of these. Thanks for listening to me today. I pray that your hope is rejuvenated this Christmas season as you focus on the birth of our Savior. We pray God's blessing over your life. We expect great things for you that money cannot buy. Enjoy this Christmas break as you prepare for a hope-filled 2025. Merry Christmas from the Kitty Podcast and the TJAC Educational Consulting Group. May the Lord bless you real good.